Shmaitz Shir, Monday night, or Letez Zion Kislev, Tovshinayan Dalit. Rish Maitzavov, we're going to try to finish Perek Zion tonight. Maybe we'll be too successful, and we'll have to decide if we should slot Perek Kes. We'll see. So the Shmaitz is talking about Einechot Neged Rov, Neged Ruba Deisa, come on, Neged Ruba Deleza, come on, Neged Chazaka. He's up to the two types of chazaka de meikara, just like he's mechalik between an eidechad being neman against a ruba de isa kamon and an eidechad being neman between a ruba de lesa kamon. He's now being mechalik between an eidechad being neman against the chazaka, two types of chazakas from the perspective of the hagos maimonides chiddush, that if ledivrei ha'eid there is no chazaka, it's not called an Eidechot Nemer Nachazaka. A few days ago, maybe a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, we attempted to explain why that would be so, because someone in the Shir, whose name will go unmentioned, couldn't live with it, Amish. So we did our best in explaining it. But now the Shmaita turns around and says that would only be true in a Chazaka Demeikara. But in a Chazaka of the present, we'll call it. I call it the present. That's my word for it.
Huchzak.
And you have that. You have the concept. The word is used. I think it's most famously used. Well, a few places. You have the Rambam's lashon of Aval Ha'Isser Atzmo Be'Erechad Yuchzak, and then you'll give the guy Malkus. And really, mathematically, you're giving him Malkus Al Pi Erechad. But again, the ultimate explanation there is it's not the pshat that to give a guy malchus you think the eidechah's lying. If that would be the pshat, then the Rambam really, the din wouldn't be logical. That ha'isser atzmoi be'eidechah yuchzak. But if the pshat is, it's how much horsepower he has, then when he's just, if he's just talking about the isser, then he has enough horsepower. You also have the word in the Gemara by Huchsaka Nida Lishchein Oseha. Huchsaka, you have the word Huchsak. Beno Korach Achreha, you don't have the word Huchsak. The Shmaitza Sustels and says it's a matzav of Huchsak. So what the Shmaitza essentially says is that even if it would seem as if you have a Hagos Maimony case where Ledivri Ha'ed, it was never a proper Sefer Torah, or Ledivri Ha'ed, it was never whatever it is, whatever the case may be. So you say, well, according to Hagos Maimony's Chiddush, then it's not called Erechad against Taz Chazaka. So Shmaita says, no. If it's Keneged a Matzah of Huchzak, I would compare it to just like the Eid Echad, even if he's saying it's from the Miut, but he's always connected the Ruba de Lesser come on, because the Ruba de Lesser come on is saying the animal is probably okay. So in a Ruba de Issa come on, where it's created by Taruvos, so when the Eid Echad says I recognize it, he's saying there's no Taruvos, so you don't have a matzav of the ruba, the isa come on, it dissipates. There's no robe, there's no miut, it's gone. There's no taruvos. But in a ruba, the lesser come on, which is not where the rove, the koach of rove, is not brought into play because of a taruvos. So then, when the eidechad says, "But I know it's a treifa," he's going against the ruba, the lesser come on. But the ruba, the lesser come on compels or mitigates or tells us it's not a trade. Nothing to do with taruvos. So I think that's the pshat, that when something is huchzak, that's a certain reality. It's huchzak kacha. So when the eight says your glasses are wrong, but it's still huchzak, so he's going against the huchzak. So the shmaitz is mechadesh that. That's the shmaitz is chiddush. And therefore he says that when you have a Sefer Torah, again, you might want to argue with the specific app of the Shmaitza.
App?
application.
Yeah.
You might want to argue with the specific app of the Schweitzer. Hey man, you gotta be cool,
huh?
Man, you gotta be with it. You might want to argue with the application of the Schmeitzer, but I want to draw a line between the Schmeitzer's lumdus and the particular application. The lumdus, I think we would all... I like the Tzustel Teru, but the lesser, come on. Now, the Schmeitzer holds, or to answer the Kasha, you may... If you want to be cynical, you'll say, well, to answer the Kasha, he says it. When a Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, and it's, you know... It's finished and he gives it back. It's huchzak to be kosher. It's a matter of huchzak. That's what he says. And therefore, when the fella says, I wrote the askara shelo lishmon, he's going against it. Chazaka. He's going against the huchzak type of chazaka. And that's how he answers his kasha. His kasha was the point that goes, Maimoni, why in the world isn't the Neid Echad Nemet to say that the Sefer Torah was never kosher? It was always possible. There's no Chazaka Demei Korah to talk about. No, it's not like I made it. It was an Eishes Ish, and then Meis Baila. But I'm telling you, the Sefer Torah was never kosher. So he's saying, okay, you're right. If we'd be dealing with a Chazaka Demei Korah, but we're dealing with a matzav of Huchzak, and when the Sefer Torah is finished, it's Huchzak to be kosher. That's what the Shmaitzer says. What?
You're saying that's also from Ruben
the Lesser? No. I'm sustelling Ruben the Lesser come on to the Schmeitzer's conceptual Chiddush.
The Schmeitzer is based on a role.
I want to talk about the conceptual point of the Schmeitzer. I think that, you know, that's how we have to understand the Schmeitzer, conceptually. Before we talk about his particular application. But conceptually, it's like saying that the Eid Echad is not Neman against the Ruben the Lesser, come on, even though he's saying it's from the Miut, but he's still going against the Rove, because the Koach HaRov is a certain reality that by Ruben the Issa, come on, the Koach HaRov is only a reality in the context of a Taruvah. So he essentially is not saying, I vote for the Miut. He's saying there's no Taruvahs. So there's no Koach HaRov. But the Ruben the Lesser Kamon's Koach is not contingent on a Taruvos. It's a reality. Rove animals are traces. So when he says this is from the Miut, he's going against the Rove, because the Rove compels us to say that this particular animal that we picked out is governed by the Koach in the world of Rove. Therefore, I think conceptually, if forget about the particular application, if you have huchzak on nida b'shcheino seha, you know, and she says, I did it as I was practicing for the Purim spiel, so I wore those clothes for the Purim spiel, you know, but it's against the huchzak. That's because the huchzak is a reality. It's a whole very reality.
Maybe it's the same reality. Maybe the backbone of
Huchzak
is
really Ruben. Maybe. If you're happy with that, fine. I don't care. But it is called Huchzak. It's not called Ruben the Lesser, come on. Nowhere does it say that Huchzak Anita B'Shkein Oseha is a secret Ruben the Lesser, come on, in hiding.
He does, but okay, whatever.
He doesn't say it's really Ruben the Lesser, come on. The Gemara would say it's Ruben the Lesser, come on. The Gemara is not embarrassed talk about Ruben the Lesser Kamons. Doesn't have to use a different word. We have seen already in the Shmaitzer many cases, rather in terms of Chazaka, things like Chazaka and Adam Terech Pesuda Mafsida, things like the Birur type, you like that word, the Birur Chazakas. Right, Chazaka and Adam Terech talks Mano.
It's really a robe, right?
No, it's not really.
Built on a robe.
It's
no?
Built on a robe. The robe is not embedded enough in the Bria to be a robe. That's how we explain it. The robe is there, but it's not solid enough, it's not compelling enough, it's not embedded enough in the Bria. That's how I think of it. It's not embedded enough in the Bria to work as a robe. But it's enough to create an assumption, which is chazaka, status quo. The word status quo to me means that if it's not like that, that's a shinui. The shinui is that it's not like the assumption. That's a shinui. That's why I call, when I see the word chazaka, I don't know if it's the proper use of the word status quo. Maybe status quo would only really technically apply to a chazaka to make cards. But when I use the word, I mean that if it's not like that, it's a shinui. That's a shinui. Like, what's the change? So when you have a certain, when you have a right to assume something, then the change is if it's not like that. So to me, huchzak, if you find out, wow, she's really not a nida, that's a change. That would be the change. So that's against the chazaka.
Why is huchzak so much stronger then?
Stronger than what?
The regular chazaka.
I don't know what regular chazaka is.
It's better than
the
car.
I didn't get up today. We're not up today yet. Right now, I'm talking about.
We already read it.
No, I don't think strong is the point.
He says, I'm answering you.
Just like he says, that when I say a Meirechot is Neman against the Ruba de Issa Kamon, not against the Ruba de Lesser Kamon. It's not a manifestation of the relative strength. On the contrary, Ruba de Issa Kamon is usually stronger than a Ruba de Issa Kamon, than a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. It's stronger. But because of the... Look at the way it works. So it has nothing to do with strength. The point is, when he goes against the Ruba de Issa Kamon, it may be stronger, but... Ruba de Issa Kamon only exists in the context of a taruba, so he's saying there's no taruba. So I'll say the same thing here. Maybe nothing to do with relative strength. The Hagos Maimon is Chiddush. Remember, he's talking about the Hagos Maimon is Chiddush. And Eirecha is not Neman against any Chazaka. He's going with the Rishonim that an Eirecha is not Neman against Chazaka. He's going with the Hagos Maimon's particular Chiddush that if Ladivrei Ha'ed, it's not against the chazaka, so then he's nema. That's because Maimon is chiddush, right? So that he says, so that would be true by a chazaka to make kara, because he's saying there is no chazaka to make kara. He's saying there is no chazaka to make kara. So because Maimon is chiddush, because we do see a chazaka to make kara. And I don't want to go back to explaining the Hechitesi, we should follow the eighth perspective. I don't want to go back. I don't want to revisit that issue. But Shmaita's point is that in Aruba, in a Huchzak situation, then really there is no such thing that with Divrei Eid is not connected to Huchzak. Because Huchzak is a certain reality. So even if the eighth says your glasses are broken, and you're not seeing the situation correctly, but he's still going against the huchzak. Just like Beruva the Lesser, come on, even though he's saying it's from the mir. So what? That's going against the rov. But the rov says it's not the mir. Right? Yeah, the koach harov says it's not the mir. So the koach of huchzak says something, and he's going against the koach of huchzak. So even though maybe Chazaka Meikara might be stronger, but the Chagos Maimon is Chiddush doesn't work in Huchzak.
Why not? I am fine.
Because ultimately you are going against the Chazaka. Again, I like the comparison to Ruba de Lesser Kamon. But to realize that by Ruba de Lesser Kamon, he's saying it's from the Mir.
That's what it really is, though. Right?
It's not really. I would imagine someone could make the case against the Shmaitzer that even by Ruba de Lesser Kamon, he's saying this is not from the road. It's a beer, you know, he's hanging off on the road. Like, I'm not going against the Ruben the Lesser Kamon. I'm saying this is the Mir. The Ruben the Lesser Kamon is also mode there, that a Mir exists. So I'm saying, guess what? Surprise, surprise. This is the Mir that exists. Your mode that exists. You, Mr. Ruben the Lesser Kamon, a mode that a Mir exists. So I'm just in the Mir. What do you want from me? I do understand the Schweitzer Swara, but that's not the case. But rather, it's against the Ruba de Lesser Kamon is a reality. It's a reality. It's a present reality. It compels us to say that the animal is like rove animals that are not shaykhs. So even though it recognizes the existence of a miyut, but when the Eirecha comes and says, "Hey, guess what? This is from the miyut," It's going against what Reuben the Lesser Kamon is saying, that animals are kosher, because most animals are kosher. So I understand Huchzak the same way, that even though he's saying it's not Huchzak, but the Huchzak is a present reality, it is Huchzak and Nida B'Shechein Oseo. She is Huchzak. So when Eirechad says you're wrong, that's all going against the Huchzak, because it is Huchzak. That's how I understand the question.
It sounds a little like it's based on a Riddle Eisekon. Okay, I don't mind. That's fine. I'm cool with that. The Rav said there's two kinds of Riddle Eisekon. One that's embedded in there, one that's embedded in there. I didn't say there's two kinds of Riddle Eisekon. I said the reason
when we find certain things in Shas are called Chazokas, and they are Chazokas of Biru, and they seem to be based on what we would call in our lingo, Reuben the Lesser come on, because it's saying this is how people act, and then the question becomes, so why doesn't the Gemara call it a Reuben the Lesser come on? Why does the Gemara call it a much weaker Chazaka? So I guess, I imagine the answer is that it's just not strong enough to be a true Reuben the Lesser come on. It's not embedded in the reality of the world. It's not the Teva Ha'ola. It's enough in the Teva, it's enough of the reality to create a presumption that it's like that. It's a presumption. But it's not enough to create a shock that most people do not pay back the Choy Toshmano. It's just not strong enough, not embedded enough, not reality enough. I don't know. But certainly, one has to say that those types of chazakas are based on what we would maybe refer to as a Reuben the Lesser come on, or maybe we should say we shouldn't use those words when it's not right. We should say it's based on the way that most people act. It's based on the way most people act. It could be it's using the svara of. We did see a svara in, I forgot who says it, that anything behavioral will never be a Reuben the Lesser come on. So maybe all those things are all behavioral.
Right? Like the robe mixes with
I'm not sure that's behavioral. Could be Hashem made the world that way and it's like not Bechira anymore. Could be. You're right. But when they talked about it's called a Rov Garua, actually, I'm wrong, because it's called a Rov Garua, with those that say, Ein Hocha Mamanach HaRov is a Rov Garua, they explain Rov Garua as being behavioral. They just call it a Rov Garua, right. I don't know. So it's not a good suggestion, I take it back. It's not embedded enough, it's not part of the spiritual physics of the world. Okay, Abu Bahak, the Chubus Maimri, Bishliach, Shatoa. Mashaykh, Bishliach, Shatoa, 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 okay, he says usually they fight in Sephiroth's fight. Shmok, the Hooks of the Saint Victor, Bechaskus Kashi. Shmok, and in Emmanuel, and Mechazaka, because even according to the Hagos Maimony, he's going against the Hooksah. I will back to his Maimony, the Shliach Shatoh, from our Lee, the Chaz of Omer Shatoh, the Mioyim, the Hooksah of Anena, Bechaskus Ashish. That's just an app. That sentence is an app. He's saying it's not Hooksah. The Metzias is it's not Hooksah. You want to sit and claim it is Hooksah? Okay, I don't want to get into that now. Because that's the application of the Shmaitis you sold. I don't want to get hung up on the application. I want to make sure we understand his yisod. Now you want to take issue with the way he applies his yisod. He says, the guy says, Hariyama Kadesh, you know, then he says, whoops, and he made a mistake. And it's not, it was never Hufsah. It was never a time. She never lived there. She never got her mail there. She never got a delivery there.
Yeah, there was a row. There's a robe that says when a guy stomp
those kedushin, and he says, "Hari, I mean, this is
don't make up. That's your robe. You just made that up. You can't make up your own robe.
No, it's not. That's not what you would.
You just made up your own robe. That's maybe that doesn't. What you would normally expect does not a Reuben the Lesser come on make. You can't make up your own Reuben the Lesser come on, because usually, you know, you can't make up your own. So put it that way. But it's not. Even the Efsher Shetor, when she goes to which was finally Dagra, but even though I'm a Betchila Shemetzel the Kaddish, the Mishnaucho, that's just excuses why it's not Huchsa, that's all. And came Mikvi the Huchsuk Lefanenu, Begam Chazoka Kamu Lekka the Divri Ha'ed, Shemokhi Nema, Uriah Lezeh, Tadaz Kamu Me Rav Avusa, Rashbava, Ran, many we shown him hold that bottom line in Eid Echad is Neman against the Chazoka. Really, it's totally how you read the Gemara in the beginning of the 10th parak, and you've done this. So some Rishonim hold that the bottom line is in Eid Echad is Neman against the Chazoka, even without the Yodo, right? Atidu b'schazik yisur Eid Echad Neman u'b'shach yeredeya kosach shekein da'as gam da'as ha'rambam v'im kein tikshi ha'd'ravami the case of Ravami amayin ha'soif in Neman l'hoed shekosav askarish u'lol l'shma ayin shom al kochus v'shom. That idea of Huchsuk Olufonenu Adiva Mecheskos Kamo from Mecheskos Mechazoka Dimei Kora. Ukamo Huchsuk Anita Bishchein Oseha. That's also Huchsuk. Ukahai the Beno Kora Chachreo. That's also Huchsuk. Tavade Ein Eilechad Nemel Ochi Mechazoka Zu. Even if he's saying that there's no Chazoka, that the Chumas Maimini doesn't apply. Oh no, I'm sorry. In this paragraph he's saying that even the Rishonim that hold his Neman against the Chazaka would not hold his Neman against the Huchsa.
So it's definitely stronger than the Chazaka Mikara. He's taken it out of his limited standing and said...
Okay, here you would say it's stronger, yes. Babagab the Bishar Chazakas, now he's asking a question. There's a certain technicality for Huchsa. He says, you know, sometimes you find you need 30 days to get Huchsa. Huchsuk to be your aunt. So you need Huchsuk 30 days. That's what Huchsuk means. Huchsuk b'sher bosar b'ina chazak shloshim yom. When she goes to a Rambam, it's a lishono b'sher Huchsuk. Again, that word, Huchsuk. B'sher bosar as a relative. Huchzuk of Beir Shloshim Yom Shehi Yishto Hargin Aleha Even Eishas Ish Eishas Huchzuk to be an Eishas Ish.
What's the passion?
Well, maybe the Sefer Torah should need 30 days too. Then that's not a essential ingredient to Huchzuk. Sometimes you need 30 days to be Huchzuk, and sometimes you don't. Hargin Aleha Sefer Torah Loi Boi Shloshim Yom. You don't need 30 days. Elik, even the rov so from Kais on the Shmar. Have a little Huchsuk Adi Deruba. Okay, that's his lesson, Huchsuk Adi Deruba. Yeah, okay. We know it's Huchsuk Adi Deruba. We didn't think otherwise. But his point is, you don't need 30 days. When you're creating a reality that she's his aunt, or she's an Eishas Ish, so you need 30 days for Huchsuk. Maybe, but then the shaila becomes. But then the question becomes, my good friend, when the Eid Echad says it's chela, and the Rambam says Amal Ha'isur Atzmoi the Eid Echad Yuchzak, does that need 30 days also? I am not so sure. So, according to the way we're saying it now, it would need 30 days because he's saying it's chela. On the other hand, the Rambam doesn't say you need 30 days. The Rambam L'chayim would say so. The Shmaitzah will discuss this later on in Shmaitzah Vav, whether the Isser Atzmoy Be'ed Echad Yuchzak requires 30 days. Well, the Fimash HaKosati Be'ed Echad Be'ed Nehmer K'negadrubet Alessa Kamon In Kain Afidu L'shitas HaPoyskim Be'ed Echad Nehmer Neged Chazoko So here he seems to be I mean, he's implying that the Sefer Torah is mamish mamish aruba delasa. Come on, that's. I mean, he didn't say that till now. Okay. Achkosh lefize. So now he's back on his battleground that an Eidechot is not Nemon against Aruba de Lesser Kamon. That was his result. Even if an Eidechot is Nemon connected to Aruba de Issa Kamon, he's not Nemon connected to Aruba de Lesser Kamon. So he's going to ask, now he's on that battlefield now.
That's not embedded in reality.
You could call it a Ruben the Lesser come on if you want. He didn't till now. He said it's just Huchsah. Now this line is Mashmeh. He's willing to live with it as a Ruben the Lesser come on also. Okay.
But that also part?
I don't know. Rove, I don't know. You know, you can't make up your own. It's like the Gemara says, Rove Mitzuyene Toskita Mumchene. It's a Ruben the Lesser come on. The Gemara says it. Rove Mitzuyene Toskita Mumchene. To say that most Sofrim write a Sefer Torah properly is like him saying, most people that say Aram of Kadesh is Lee mean Lee. You can't make up your own rules.
Those are good,
but it must be good too. Yeah. Anyway, but I admit the Shmaita on this line seems to want to be willing to call the Sefer Torah a Ruben the Lesser Kamar. Okay. Akasha Lefizet. Now he's going just now again. He's on the battlefield of an Erechel Kenegat Ruben the Lesser Kamon. Hodeishan Amenis Lomar. A woman is Neman to say, it's Mavur and Halacha, Borili Shein Damzeb Boman Hamakor. Mavur Bechuvus Marei Vail, Huva Baramah. She could say, it's not from the Makor, I am Boril, it comes from a Pesach. I mean, that's Dodin. I don't know, not a Petzl really. That's Dodin, it doesn't come from the Makor. I guess it must be a Petzl. What else is bleeding?
The Aliyah.
I don't know if Aliyah is equivalent of Dodin. Yeah?
Okay.
The Dodin Torah. That's Aliyah. That's a different, that's a Gemara about Aliyah. I don't know if Dodin is Aliyah. Okay. So that's the question. She is Nemo. Tamai. So here, again, it's Rove, the Gemara says Cheskosu Man HaMakor, but the Gemara goes on to treat it as a Ruben the Lesser Kamon. This is in the Sugya of Rove Bekorov, Halachach HaRove. So it's definitely a Rove, even though the Bryce is lost is Kaskosum and Amakar. Okay. So if that's true, that it's the Aruba, the Lesser Kamon, that the Dams and Amakar, Valfaka Vika Aliyah, the Makarva, Rove Akar of Halachacha Rove. And the Gemara Grada slugs it up and says, Rove Umotsui Kamri, it's not just a Rove, it's a Rove Umotsui that most Dam. Most dam comes from the Makar, and it's Motsui to come from the Makar. Rovu Motsui Lekalam on the Yama. Upir Shashi Dom of Rabbi Yosef Yishel Aliyah. Rochein Tadirin Motsui. Sayin Shom Dav Chavdali. Yim Ken, Kivin Dei Recho Dei Nenema Neged Rov. Hechi Nemenes. How could a woman be Nema to say? Sheinam and Amakar. Elamit Stodin. Kivin the Rovu Motsui Ben Amakar. Okay, I don't know, something is bothering me, I guess, because this is all based on the Shmaitzes, on again, you know, to me, like, that's weird. I don't know why. She's saying it's not from the Makar. Okay, that's like, every will be the lesser come on. It's like saying this animal is not a trafer. What do you want? This animal is from the Midah, that are trafers. So that's called against the Ruben the lesser come on. Okay? So here also, the Shmaitzes is asking, since the role is not created by the Tarubos, you know, you could argue with the Shmaitz of Beruba the Lesser come on too. You could say that just like he says Beruba the Lesser come on, the role, the Koach HaRov is created by the Tarubos. You could say the Koach HaRov Beruba the Lesser come on is created by your not knowing if this animal is a trefa or not. So it's governed by the role. But if someone comes along and tells you, I know it is a trefa, So it's not really against the rule. Again, the Shmaita does not hold with that Svara that I just said.
Yeah, you say a Svara that the Ruben the Leisa Kaman is really like, when you say Ruben the Leisa Kaman, you're talking really in the animal itself. When you're talking about Ruben the Leisa Kaman, you say it's like a quality of the animal. This Ruben the Leisa Kaman is a quality of the
quality
animal.
Quality of every animal.
Yeah, so it's a quality of this animal.
And it's probably not. Yeah, but okay. I don't want to argue too strong. I will go with the Schmeiser. Schmeiser says you can't. Right? I mean, again, you know, if you think about it, there's something a little illogical about it. If the age coming and saying, I guess because. Just like Shmaitzer says, Ruben the Issa come on, is only in the context of a taruvos. So the age saying there's no taruvos. So to my mind, again, every psak of Ruben Chazaka is in the context of our being besuper. And somehow I think of an Eid Echad. The territory of Eid Echad is also because we're besuper. I mean, the Eid Echad is saying, I'm not besuper, I know what it is. Like, the age doesn't have to be governed by the role. The aid doesn't have to be governed by the road. That's like Borili. And Chanami, if the aid eats it, maybe he won't get Malkus, or whatever the case is. And that's called Borili. In the Lashon of the Gemara, that's called Borili. Borili. And Chanami, if you say you know what it is, we're not going to. We're very liberal. We're not going to mix into your private affairs. If you say Borili, it's kosher, go eat it. We're not going to mix in. We're not a Taliban.
And the merit applies to other people.
We're not Taliban, but when we're talking about other people, so then you're not Nemon. Even though you're saying you know what it is. But that's proof of the point. You're not Nemon against the road. So here, he wants to know why she's Nemon, I guess for the husband. Right? Why she's Nemon to say against the road.
That reminds me of what we said yesterday, that
we're going to have to leave you with a caption.
We didn't even have the problem of whether or not we're going to start parakas.
Right. Okay, no, Bocha.